Have you heard of Phil, the fluter of the town of Mallymuck? The times are going hard with him, in fact the man was drunk. So he just ran a notice to his neighbours one and all, as how he'd like the company that evening at the ball. And when writing out he was careful to suggest to them that if the founder had to be his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for batter on the floor, with a toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, or hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, or up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball. There was Mr. Dennis Doherty, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Tirralochet bog. There were boys from every barony and girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in a private ass and cart. And along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose Suzanne and Margaret the Rafferty, the flower of Atherham Gullion and the pride of Petherivore, with a toot on the flute and the twiddle on the pillow, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, up, down, hands around, tossing to the ball. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball. First little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the widow Cafferty steps up and makes a bow. I could dance you off your legs, you see, as sure as you were born, if you'll only make the piper play the hare was in the corn. So Phil played up with the best of his ability. The lady and the gentleman began to do the share. Faith then, Mick, it's you that has agility. Begar, Mrs. Cafferty, you labored like a hare, with a toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, it filled the fluter's ball. Then Phil the fluter tipped the wink to Crooked Little Pat. I think it nearly time to see for passing round her hat. So Paddy passed the corbin round and looking quite acute. Yeah, you got to pay the piper when he tutors on the flute. Then all join in with the greatest coviality, covering the buckle, the shovel and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow beat the company at handling the fun, with a toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's Ball.